From the banks of the Avon, welcome to Blockchain Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares insights on life, living, and how to keep things in balance. His insights come from his years as a psychotherapist and his many, many life experiences. You can find us on Facebook for Blockchain Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, here's Rick.
Good Monday morning, folks. Another Monday, another late getting the podcast up. Oh, there's a million things going on in the world. And unfortunately, you know what? It is what it is. On this beautiful Monday morning, what am I doing? Thinking about the world that we live in, thinking about how crazy the world has gotten. You know, for people who don't want to really get into either politics or history, you know, there was a time when Richard Nixon, when there was a time when Bill Clinton, you know, they spoke to the news and they spoke to the media and they spoke to the world. And when they did that, as Bill Clinton has famously said, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman," which was his polite way of getting around by making a legal statement versus an honest statement, because the interpretation of a relationship. And so him being a lawyer, that's what he did. Why does this matter? Over the weekend, I read this article about people baiting cops by videotaping them while they're trying to do their job. And then, you know, innuendos being stated and how much pressure cops feel to make sure that what they're doing, they're actually truly doing what they need to do, and that they're not actually being slandered, for a lack of better words. Because, you know, back during the trucking convoy protest in Toronto, Fox News wrongly told about this lady who, by the video, this apparent woman had been trampled by a police horse. Was she on the ground? Yes. Was there a police horse around her? Yes. Fox News said repeatedly that this person died, and they didn't. I'm going to talk about a personal moment for me. February 6, 2012, there was an accident in Hampstead, Ontario. And what I saw of the accident occur and what I saw after the accident, while we were trying to get the last three surviving people out of the van, what I heard repeatedly for months after that accident were versions that were not accurate and were not true, right down to the types of vehicles that they were. So hear what I'm saying, right? What I heard about that Hampstead accident was incorrect about what kind of vehicle was involved. Like, that's the most obvious thing. But what we are faced with now is news that, and politicians, and we are in this age that, man, oh man, I look around and I go, where the hell is the hope? Where the hell is the future? Where is the possibility? When honestly, like I said, people talk and nobody wants to trust anybody anymore. But we're going to trust the news because it's on the news. We all the time are sitting there, we're going, oh my God, I'm going to trust this person. People don't use critical thinking anymore. People don't use critical analysis anymore. That's what I want to talk to you about. when you're listening to the news, when you're listening to people, there needs to be some sort of critical analysis within your mind about what's going on. And when I say that, I mean it in the most simple, simple, simple context. And what we get all so often now is people who don't want to do a critical analysis. What they want to do is just go, no, 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 no. Or why? Or I can do it because I have the right. I'm not sure what gives anybody the right. And so I'm going to go back to that Hampstead accident. Anybody wants to go through the work to look. There was a bunch of news articles that came out around that accident. And because what pissed me off, there's lots of things I could talk about that pissed me off, but what really pissed me off was I looked around because I wanted a hand. There was nobody around to give me a hand, but there were people standing on the shoulder of the road videotaping. And they literally were videotaping. Why they needed to videotape? Why does anybody need to videotape? And why does anybody need to? Because they think that they're going to be a YouTube sensation. They think that they're going to get this video on TikTok and they're going to be famous. And then what? What happens once you become quote unquote famous? Do you think it brings you money? Do you think it brings you some sort of great whatever? For the very, very rare, it does. But for the vast majority, no. And so every single person, you know, if I have a wish, every person who's out there who's trying to bait cops by videotaping them, and people who are standing back and they see a crime in action or they see violence against somebody and they get out their camera to videotape it first, I hope that if something happens to you and you need to call the police, that the police say, no, sorry, we're too busy. We're too busy because we're shorthanded, and we're shorthanded because we have so many cops off on stress leave because of the slanderous lies that are put out. Like I said, I've been around trucks and trucking off and on throughout my entire life. And CP24 repeatedly, and other newscasts as well, repeatedly could not get it straight what type of vehicles were involved. Quote unquote, a flatbed truck. No. It was not a flatbed truck. It may have appeared to be a flatbed truck, but that was because of the sheer destruction of the accident. It was not a flatbed truck. Do people really care about the accuracy of the news, or do they really care about the accuracy of the information, or that will they worry about those details later? And unfortunately, as a society, we should be in Ottawa, you know, back with the truckers' convoy, and we should be standing there going, you know, repeatedly, our politicians lie to us, and yet they still get a paycheck. I would love to see a camera shoved in everybody's face at work who wants to shove a camera in a cop's face. I would love to see that, because I guarantee you, you being mocked and recorded, you're going to lose your shit a hell of a lot quicker. And kudos to the cops who don't lose their shit. Because, you know, for me, I somebody asked me last week, would I ever want to be a cop? And I said, no. And the reason why is because there is no way that this society can continue as it's going. And so for the people listening to this podcast around the world, take the time to really stop and think about what kind of society you want and what kind of world you want around you. Because I guarantee you what you want are people who follow rules. You want people who are going to be, you know, working with you. You want people who aren't going to be breaking into your place in the middle of the night and shooting you randomly. I guarantee you, you want some sort of calm in society. And yet, so many people today, and it is a really, really select few. And so, unfortunately, what's going to happen is we're going to get new laws, and the new laws, and people are going to go, well, what about our rights? Well, because people didn't speak up now and say, you know what? This has to change, because people didn't make a true notice and say, this is ridiculous, because people were too busy, you know, on their own personal agendas. Again, the world that we live in, it starts at home. When we sit there endlessly at home, well, that's just the way kids are today. No. There's no reason for that. Well, that's just the way. No, there's no reason. Well, the world has changed. Again, that is no reason for people to be baiting cops or videotaping people. The number of times that I have people who they videotape and they do it because they want to catch their ex in saying something. That, quite frankly, nobody cares. Truly. The amount of divorces, the amount of separation agreements that we work with a year is a fairly high number. And the number of people that, again, they sit there and they want to videotape, they want to record. Why? If it's that bad and you're trying to get out, try to make it a little bit better while you're getting out. Videotapes? Videotapes of somebody losing their shit. Destruction of private property. Sure, when the cops show up, then they can charge them with destruction of private property. But again, why do we want to keep pushing the boundaries, people? What is it about, you know, humanity that we think we can just keep pushing and pushing? We can't. And so everybody who's listening to this, you know, one of the things, if you want a coping strategy, is when you see the intolerable around you, be honest about what it is. And when I say be honest about it, I mean be absolutely in your face honest about what it is. The reason why I don't interact with a lot of my family is because, quite frankly, they're not very nice. And more importantly, are they not very nice, but they sit there and they have these assumptions that they want to leap to. And then they open up their mouth. And then they start doing exactly what these people are doing when they're baiting cops. Who wants to be around that? And they may feel that they have this power because, oh, look at this. I have this video. Quite honestly, no. You don't. You don't have any power. What you have is a pretend world. What you have is a world of make-believe, because you have this video and you sit alone and you watch this video. Decent people? No, they don't want to watch your stupid video. They don't care about it. The honesty is that we as a society need to start to have a little bit more of a limitation on what is and what isn't. But we are so worried about offending people, and we're so worried about their rights, that we are constantly giving away our rights. I guarantee you, every single person working in a factory, if they started putting up cameras and recording everything that was being said and were taunting you while they're recording it, there wouldn't be a whole lot of people that would work there. And more importantly, the people who would be working there would all be going off on stress leave. Because, oh my God, I'm being recorded. I'm having this done and that done. And again, folks, this is where, please, be the voice for change. Be the voice for a world that is one of respect. One where we're going to stop and listen. And we don't just keep plowing through because, oh, I'm anxious. The answer is no, we need to be the voice. And when I don't interact with people anymore, it's because of the fact that again, they don't bring anything to my world other than chaos. So be the voice for your world, and be the voice for your world that is calm and respectful. And so you want to survive this chaos, this stupidity that is in this world today? That's what you need to do. You need to be the voice for some sort of decency. And I mean that. And all too often, a number of years ago, I was on a ship. Comedian was up on stage, and he was just telling funny stories about, you know, the questions that from his years of being a comedian traveling from ship to ship, types of questions. Yeah, like, where does the crew sleep at night? Well, they have rooms down the bottom of the ship. No, I can't fit them all. So where do they actually go? Where does the extension cord plug in to for the ship? Like, is it underwater? Like, where is it? Because, you know, who turns on the lights? Who, you know, how do we get all our power? How do we get all this stuff? And this is, again, you know, these questions, they sound funny, but, you know, the ship generates its own power. All the crew stay on board. The ship doesn't stop. All of these things, again, they're questions of innocence. They may sound foolish, but they are truly questions of innocence. But when we start to hear questions that are degrading around us, when we start to hear things, and so this comedian went on to say that he'd been at lunch and one of the servers had, or one of the people picking up all the trays and picking up food from the tables had taken and had set down a tray on a mobile platform, and they'd set it down and it was all stacked up with plates. And some kid looked the person, and this guy said, he looked him square in the face and then reached out his foot and kicked the tray so that it dumped over, looking at the guy who was working. And the comedian said, you know, if that was my kid, I'm pretty sure I'd throw him overboard. And quite honestly, those levels of disrespect, those levels of absolute chaos and anarchy, you know, if you don't start being the voice for your world, your voice may not change the world, but your voice can change your immediate surroundings. It can change your home. And unless you're going to be a voice to go, no, I am not going to put up with that. I am not going to tolerate that. Unless you're going to be the voice to ask the tough questions and to simply say no, then welcome to the chaos. Welcome to the anarchy. Welcome to this world of absolute destruction. Because, you know, what we're going to have is this beautiful, beautiful song. As soon as you hear those lyrics, or that riff, it takes 2 seconds and your brain goes, Rolling Stones, I can't get no satisfaction. That's how long it takes our brain to truly hear and see ridiculous things. And I'm going to pause it, and I'm going to go back to the beginning, and I want you to stop and think about how long does it take for you to hear the beginning and for you to go, oh, yeah, And even if you can't think of the name of the song, your brain immediately goes, I recognize that. And so just, again, time it. I guarantee you I don't have to keep playing it. And you know the song. You've heard it. That's how long it takes for your brain to go, something's not right here. Be the voice. Be the voice to change your world. And hopefully if enough people change their little world, the trickle will go into our schools, into our workplaces, and sure as hell, hopefully, into our politics. Be the voice, folks. Hey, it's Rick Sherwood here again for Black Sheep Rebranded. Thank you again for tuning in. Again, this is not a substitute for mental health. This is meant to inspire you to stop and think. And hopefully you will listen to this and you will think about those first few chords from the Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Song came out in 1965, I believe it was. A lot of people have heard that song. It's still being played. It still gets a lot of airplay around the world. It is an amazing song. And again, it takes no time for your brain to register it. Your brain registers the dissatisfaction and it registers the behavior around you that is just unacceptable. So do me a favor, be the voice to change your world. Again, Rebecca, Sherry, myself, and everybody else around us here at Black Sheep Rebranded, we thank you very much and have yourselves an absolute wonderful week. Chat soon.